Readers Entertainment Radio, where variety is the spice of life.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Readers Entertainment Radio. It is April 1st, but this is not an April Fool's joke. We actually are not going to have a guest today. We're going to do something special. First of all, I'm your host, Sheila English, and tonight's show is Books in Review. And I'll be talking about some great books that I've read lately. Some are out now, and some are not out quite yet. But we're going to talk about those. And some are some reviews sent to me by our official book reviewer, John Bush. You'll have to excuse me while I'm coughing a little bit. I'm trying to get over a cold, but I was very glad to have it early on. I hate to have a summer cold. So you're welcome to call in and talk about your favorite book or about the book that you just can't wait to read. You can call in and chat with me at area code 646-200-4071, and let me know what you're reading, what you're excited about. You can also catch us at readersentertainment.tv/radio. If you'd like to go over there and leave comments on the blog about the show, you're welcome to go over there and, you know, catch up with us and let me know what you thought about the different books, and let me know what you're going to be reading. The podcast for tonight's show will be available for download or embedding about an hour after the live broadcast. And we'll have the follow-up on the show's website, like I said, at readersentertainment.tv/radio. I want to start out by thanking John for his hard work over the last few months. We've had a lot of books come in to be reviewed, and I want to start with a couple of his. The first one is Becoming More Than a Good Bible Study Girl. And for those of you who listen to the show, you know that every third Thursday of the month, we do have a Christian entertainment show, a special show here on Readers Entertainment. So we do have some Christian books. We'll start with those. And this is Becoming More Than a Good Bible Study Girl. And I'll read the review that John just sent in. It says, from one day to another, you live life as a Christian in a state of complacency. You understand the Christian routine, attend services regularly, pray, and volunteer X number of hours in order to meet the demands of your religion and its spiritual leaders. And yet, you long for something more. There lives within you an awareness of your inability to fulfill what God has in store for you through this religious regime. Does this sound like you? If so, then Lisa Turquhurst has something worth investigating. In her newest book, Becoming More Than a Good Bible Study Girl, Turquhurst identifies strategies to eliminate this routine-oriented element from Christian thought and behavior. She invites you to embrace the plan that is God's design for you and asks you to accept a deeper and more rewarding way of Christian being. She is no stranger to the problem of requiring a stronger connection with the Lord, for she herself experienced the same dilemma and longed for more. In fact, this new release is based upon her personal experience and presents a clear process for becoming more genuinely fulfilled and more at peace with yourself and your presence in the world. Through her work, you will experience an activation of that desire for a deeper connection with God. Turquhurst is the award-winning author of captivating books relating to faith and Christian living. She is also the co-host of Proverbs 31 Ministries' national radio program, which reaches many thousands of subscribers daily. Her understanding of the meaning of Christianity and the role it should play in one's life has come from her personal experiences with God and with the Christian journey itself. Becoming More Than a Good Bible Study Girl is perfect for readers of faith-based nonfiction, especially those who seek to establish a greater connection with God and a greater recognition of what it truly means to be Christian. Again, that's Becoming More Than a Good Bible Study Girl, which is out now. Next up, another one that John has reviewed for us called Heart of Stone by Jill Marie Landis. It says, Laura Foster's determined to escape her dark past, the unspeakable misfortune of her childhood experience, and at this point, she has done well so far. She is the wealthy owner of a lovely boarding house in Glory, Texas, and she has the respect of her peers, yet she can never seem to be completely separate. She can never seem to completely separate herself from yesterday's darkness. When Reverend Brand McCormick attempts to court her, she is devastated at the possibility of tarnishing his reputation should her past be revealed. And the Reverend has a few of his own secrets to hide. Now a stranger in Glory is threatening to share well-kept secrets, and Laura begins to wonder whether she should leave the home she now owns in order to protect Brand and his promising future. Will Laura risk her heart and Brand's security by giving him the truth she wishes only to hide, or will she keep her heart of stone? Heart of Stone is the latest release from Jill Marie Landis, a well-known author of romance and women's fiction novels whose work has granted her much acclaim and critical praise. She's established herself in the field of romantic fiction with stories whose craft reveals a clear focus on the depth of our characters and a genuine nature of their emotional states. The newest novel from Landis is the first part of her Irish Angel series. Readers will enjoy the work of Landis for its intensity and romantic potency. If you enjoy fiction that is appropriately fitted into the romance genre, then Heart of Stone comes highly recommended for you this year. Fans of women's fiction will delight in having this new addition to their reading collection in March of this year. So that is now out. And that, again, is Heart of Stone. So I'm going to switch over a little bit. And those were two that we got from John Bush, who is one of our official book reviewers. I wanted to talk a little bit about some that I have actually read, and want to start with one that is a personal favorite from one of the greatest authors. If you like something that's a thriller, suspense, horror, he just kind of does it all, and that is Douglas Clegg, and his book is Neverland. This is a supernatural thriller that for me made me think a little bit of Stephen King, only because the main characters and our source of good and bad are the children. And you don't want to trust the children of Neverland. A family vacation, an old rickety abandoned shack, and a sacrificial ritual bring together the right mix for evil in this haunting thriller. I love that Neverland, I mean, you know, you think of Peter Pan when you hear Neverland, but Neverland in this story is that old rickety abandoned shack, and the kids come across this chest that's in there that has something evil in it. And one of the boys, you know, these are cousins. They're out on a family vacation. They're not supposed to go into the shack, but of course, as soon as you tell a couple of boys not to go somewhere, that's exactly where they're going to head. So the first boy discovers this evil thing. He brings his cousin to show it to him, and the cousin's kind of weirded out over the whole thing. And it just kind of escalates from there. So if you're looking for a really good supernatural thriller, I suggest that you check out Neverland by Douglas Clegg. Next on the list, something totally opposite of Neverland, it's called Coming Home by Mariah Stewart. In the wake of his wife's murder, Agent Grady Shields turned his back on the FBI to retreat into the vast solitude of Montana, grieve for his lost love, and forget the world. But after years in seclusion, his sister's wedding draws him to St. Denis, a peaceful town on the Chesapeake Bay. This is part of Mariah Stewart's Chesapeake Bay series, and one that I know you'll love. This is a contemporary, just one of those feel-good books, and definitely something to read. It's a good summer read, I think. Next is Thriller, for those of you who love a really good suspenseful thriller, one that has mystery elements in it, which I really love. Not all thrillers have a mystery component. Sometimes you get to know who it is, and that actually is the scary part. But this is called Never Look Away, and it's by Linwood Barclay. A warm summer Saturday in an amusement park, David Harwood is glad to be spending some quality time with his wife, Jan, and their 4-year-old son. But what begins as a pleasant family outing turns into a nightmare after an inexplicable disappearance. As David struggles to restore his family, he discovers that the people who are most close to him are the ones with the biggest secrets. Now, I really liked this because I wasn't able to figure out what was going on, but, you know, in a good way. You know, it wasn't predictable. And I actually love the thrillers that have a mystery component to them, where there is, you know, there's a few things going on. You're not exactly sure what's up. When the book starts out, David Harwood, who's the hero of the book, he and his wife have been having some problems. And they decide they're going to take their son to the amusement park, and they go there. And he went to get an ice cream or something like that, and he turns around, and his wife was doing something, tying her shoe or whatever, she was doing something, and their child was taken. And so they're running all around the amusement park and, you know, trying to find the son. Well, they have to split up. They've split up. They're looking for help. You know, it's that utter panic, of course. You know, it's terrifying. And anybody who has children, I mean, you know, that is like the, you know, the ultimate terror. Somebody's taking your child. But then David spots his son. And his son had been sleeping, had fallen asleep, so they put him in a little, like a push carriage. Boy is still asleep. And so he goes over there, and believe me, this is not a spoiler. It sounds like maybe this is the whole story, but it truly is just the beginning of what the true mystery thriller is. He gets the boy, and he goes to meet with his wife. Tried to call her, and she didn't answer, so he goes to the front of the park, and he's looking for help. And his wife isn't there, and as a matter of fact, he never sees her again. And that's kind of where that starts, where the whole mystery starts, and it gets it's like every time you think, oh, this, you know, can't get any worse, it definitely gets worse. You know, they're questioning him as to where his wife is. Everybody knows they've been having problems, and she had gone back to their truck saying she'd forgot something when they first went into the park. So when they're investigating it, they're saying, well, look, we have you on tape as coming in, but your wife's not with you. We don't think your wife was ever here. And he says, no, she, you know, she was here, and she had been there. So the question is, you know, why can't they prove that she ever came into the park? And some other things about his wife's disappearance come up. So that is Never Look Away by Linwood Barclay. A great thriller. Oh, here's one. This one is one of my all-time favorites. It is called The Summer I Turned Pretty. And it's by Jenny Hahn. Belly measures her life in summers. Everything good, everything magical, everything having to do. Excuse me, I said I had a cold. I have a cough, too. Everything to do with Jeremiah and Conrad happens during the summer. But one summer, one wonderful and terrible summer, the more everything changes, the more it all ends up just the way it should have been all along. It took me a while to get over the fact that they called the main heroine Belly. Her name is Isabel. But I have to say that I could not put this book down. I stayed up all night just to finish this book, and I was really glad I got the assignment to do the video for the book so that I had the opportunity to read it. And Besides the teen romance that's in it, there's Belly and there's Jeremiah and Conrad. Jeremiah and Conrad are brothers. And Belly has always been in love with Conrad for as long as she could remember. And but Jeremiah is in love with Belly. So there is a love triangle. But besides the teen romance, there's a real heartwarming relationship between the kids' mothers. They're best friends. They've been best friends all their lives. That's why they come together every summer. And that's how the kids have, you know, grown up together. I loved the relationship. You know, made me think of my best friend growing up. And I highly recommend it, even though it's a teen romance. This was definitely something that was right up my alley. And, you know, I'm 43 years old. It just was good. It was a really, really wonderful story. So, again, I definitely highly recommend The Summer I Turned Pretty by Jenny Han. Another one that I can't recommend this book highly enough. It is called The Girl Who Chased the Moon, and it is by author Sarah Addison Allen. Can a hummingbird cake really bring back a lost love? Is there really a ghost dancing in Emily's backyard? The answers are never what you expect, but in this town of lovable misfits, the unexpected fits right in. The book reminded me so much of the movie Big Fish. And if you've never seen the movie Big Fish, you need to drop what you're doing. Well, okay, you can wait till the end of the show. But immediately go out and rent it. It is just one of the most amazing, magical movies that you could ever see. And this book was just so much like that. You know, it's magical without really trying. You know, you wonder if there's magic in it, but you're never really quite sure, even when the secret, and of course there's a secret, is revealed. Now, there are actually two storylines that are going on in this town. And one is a teen romance, and then there's one that's an adult relationship. And I really love the whole way it ties together. It made me think, you know, well, first of all, with Emily, she's a teenager. Her mother has died, and she's coming to live with a grandfather she's never met before. He is a giant, by the way. I mean, like a giant, like 9 feet tall. So, and she notices immediately that the town is very different. And although this is set in modern day, it's contemporary novel, I really had the feeling of the 40s. It's not set in the 40s, but that's what that town made me feel. But with Emily, you know, part of the issue with her is she needed to really stand out on her own. Her mother, who was extremely popular when she was growing up there in that town, also did something really, really horrible, really tragic. And now Emily is trying to overcome her mother's history. And you know, you hear the sins of the father are visit upon the son. It's kind of like that. You know, her mother did this terrible thing and was not the nicest girl in school. Emily is a very sweet girl, and so the town is just kind of, you know, trying to figure out, is Emily, you know, her own self, or is she going to be like her mother? Emily sees lights that dance outside, like Tinkerbell, right out in the forest behind her house, and there's a real question as to what is that light. And they do answer you. They do let you know what the light is. It's nothing like you might expect. It was just a joy. It was an absolute joy to read this book. It felt good. It felt good to read the book. And you know, there's a love story in it that I really enjoyed. And I highly recommend it. Again, like I said, it's a lot like the movie Big Fish. And if you like those type of, you know, magical stories, then The Girl Who Chased the Moon is definitely something for you. That's it for book reviews today, but I want to give you the top book trailers from the COS Productions YouTube site, which we've done that on the show before. That's at www.youtube.com/booktrailers. And we're going to go over and take a look at what are the top viewed and rated videos and what's new over there. So I'm heading over here, taking a look at what is new on the COS Productions, the youtube.com/booktrailers channel. And the first one, this has just gone up, wow, this has gone up 4 hours ago, so this went up today. And it is called Crown of Destiny, and it is by Bertrice Small. And it says, in Crown of Destiny, the final book in the World of Hector series, the fairy woman Laura learns that you cannot direct the nature of humankind, no matter your good intentions. So that is Crown of Destiny. That was just come out today. On our YouTube channel. Another one that just went up today is Heading Home by Renee Riva. And this says, when AJ returns home to Indian Island, her dog Sailor and childhood friend Danny, she surprises everyone with her plans. But Danny has something else in mind. So that is Heading Home by Renee Riva. Definitely come on over and watch it. You'll get to know more than the little snippets that I read to you as you see these videos. Of course, we just talked about The Summer I Turned Pretty. I just did that book review, and that went up yesterday. The video for that went up yesterday. Definitely come by and take a look at the video. You kind of get a little bit more of a feel than just the book review that I gave you. Also on here, and I'm just going to do the top 10, I see that we have the Romantic Times Fairy Ball. That's not a book. That actually is about readers, and we are readers' entertainment, and the Romantic Times Convention is absolutely about entertaining readers. So if you want to know, what goes on at that, at those balls, the fairy ball, stop by and take a look. Next we have, it is called Beatrice and Virgil by Jan Martel. From Jan Martel, award-winning, best-selling author of Life of Pi, comes Beatrice and Virgil, a mesmerizing new novel that explores big questions about humanity. So if you are a fan of Life of Pi, you're definitely going to want to check this out. This is actually an author interview as opposed to a book trailer, but you get an idea of what that book's about, and I really love how he uses kind of these cartoons throughout the book. They're cartoon characters, but with kind of a bigger picture about humanity, and you can check that out. It's Beatrice and Virgil by Jan Martel, and that video is up. Chasing Perfect by Susan Mallory. Says, Charity is itching to settle down, and she immediately falls in love with Fool's Gold. Fool's Gold is a town, by the way. But with her history of romantic disasters, she's not about to take a chance on the town's most famous son, athlete Josh Goldenhaven. If anyone else thinks he's perfect, Everyone else thinks he's perfect just the way he is. This, you got to go see this. This is such a fun video. It's Chasing Perfect. It's by Susan Mallory. It is, well, some people call it chick lit. It's romantic comedy. It is a romance. Very fun, contemporary. Next is Radiant Shadows by Melissa Marr. And for those of you who are Melissa Marr fans, you're going to absolutely, positively love this. What went up, this is 6 days ago that this video went up, and it is the full book trailer. She did have like a little 30-second snippet of it. This is the full thing. And it says, return to Melissa Marr's enchanting world of radiant shadows, where romance, danger, and intrigue collide. The future of fairy rests on the choices of two individuals, Annie, half-mortal and half-fae, and Devlin, assassin and brother to the High Queen. Drawn together by their natures, each has reason to fear the other and to fear for each other. This is part of her series. It started with Wicked Lovely, and we do have that video up here if you want to come and see that as well. I love this, and I think this is going to be what is popular. What's, you know, right now it's, you know, I know it's, you know, Twilight and everybody's into vampires, but this is a modern day fairy story. It is young adult, so there's a teen romance. In Wicked Love, this one, they're a little older, but it's still considered YA. But I absolutely love the characters in this. This is one of the best videos that we've done. We did a special photo shoot just for this video. So those characters were people that we hired to come in, and we did some photography with them and put them into this video. So definitely stop by and check it out. I do want to tell you about one more, and it's called Pulse of Power. It's by Anne Elizabeth. This one is really fun. It's a graphic novel. So please stop by and check that out. It's a graphic novel. The whole video uses just the cover of the book. And of course, some sound, some music, and some text. It says, meet Tia Stanton, a Greenwich gal with too much money and too much magical power. She struggles to rein in her power and use it for the forces of good. There are literally hundreds of big, bad nasties after her. They want to possess her magic. So you've got to come see the artwork. Just stop by, if for nothing else, stop by and see this artwork. It is so utterly amazing. And again, that's Pulse of Power by Anne Elizabeth. And then quickly, since we are down to 2 minutes, I'm going to tell you the top five most viewed so far on our YouTube book trailers site. At number one is Evermore by Alison Knoll with over 133,000 views on YouTube alone. Dark Curse by Christine Feehan. Turbulent Sea by Christine Feehan. Christine is always in the top 10. Doll Story, a haunted doll by host Heather Graham. And that is really interesting. It's more like a little documentary. It's not so much about a book. Heather Graham is a fantastic author, and if you get a chance, you definitely want to check her out. Murder Game by Christine Feehan, Burning Wild by Christine Feehan, Dark Slayer by Christine Feehan, and I do want to mention one more. It is called Hush Hush by Becca Fitzpatrick, and it's very different. Another YA that is not a vampire story. This is about a fallen angel. And I think that's going to be huge. And it's a fantastic book. I read the whole thing. It's absolutely wonderful. I just want to wrap up and thank you. So I want to thank you for joining us on Readers Entertainment Radio tonight. You can join us live on Thursday evenings, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen. You can call in and chat with us. You can leave a message on the chat board. You can actually call in and just listen to the show. So, you know, if you have the call-in number, 646-200-4071, it'll prompt you to push a button if you just want to listen, or push a different button if you actually want to talk. So that's just a little trick to know if you want to call in and listen or call in to talk. But, you know, call in and join us. So, and then again, you can find us at readersentertainment.tv/radio and check out Readers Entertainment TV. It's a lot of fun. We have some blogs. We have, of course, videos, some original shows, Zombie Today, Lonesome Losers, some author interviews, a lot of stuff going on. So check that out, readersentertainment.tv. Thank you so much. I'm your host, Sheila English.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.